American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 4A. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences.
Number 1. Briefed. Briefed. Obligation. Obligation. An officer briefed us on safety this morning. He said that it was our obligation to be safe. Number 2. Discharging. Discharging. You can prevent a gun from discharging if you unload it before you clean it. Number 3. Commanded. Commanded. Disadvantage. Disadvantage. The troops were commanded to clean the barracks. Cleaning the barracks is one disadvantage of being a new recruit. Number 4. Discharge. Discharge. Reenlist. Reenlist. Since Hank likes the military, he won't get a discharge. He will reenlist for 4 more years. Number 5. Advantages. Advantages. Recruit. Recruit. The sergeant talked to them about the advantages of the military. He wants to recruit them. Number 6. Prohibits. Prohibits. The base prohibits visitors in that area because it's a firing range. Veterans. Veterans. Vet. Vet. When veterans meet, they often talk about the time they spent in the military. Vet is short for veteran. Number 8. Informing. Informing. Beneficial. Beneficial. Major Harris is informing the colonel of the problem. They should find a solution that will be beneficial for all of us.
Go to Figure 2. First, listen to the paragraph only.
Ken wants to enlist. His father is a veteran, and he often talks to Ken about his life in the military. Ken knows that there are advantages and disadvantages to military life, but he thinks he would enjoy the military. Some recruiters will be at Ken's school tomorrow. They come every year to try to recruit high school graduates. They can inform Ken of the obligations military men have. He knows that military men are prohibited from disobeying orders. They must do what they're commanded to do, whatever it is. After Ken is briefed by the recruiters, he can make a decision.
Now listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words on the lines.
Ken wants to enlist. His father is a veteran, and he often talks to Ken about his life in the military. Ken knows that there are advantages and disadvantages to military life, but he thinks he would enjoy the military. Some recruiters will be at Ken's school tomorrow. They come every year to try to recruit high school graduates. They can inform Ken of the obligations military men have. He knows that military men are prohibited from disobeying orders. They must do what they're commanded to do, whatever it is. After Ken is briefed by the recruiters, he can make a decision.
Let's check your spelling.
Number one is veteran. V-E-T-E-R-A-N. Number two is advantages. A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E-S. Number three is disadvantages. D-I-S-A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E-S. Number four is recruit. R-E-C-R-U-I-T. Number five is inform. I-N-F-O-R-M. Number six is obligations. O-B-L-I-G-A-T-I-O-N-S. Number seven is prohibited. P-R-O-H-I-B-I-T-E-D. Number eight is commanded. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-D. Number nine is briefed. B-R-I-E-F-E-D.
Look at figure three. Repeat the underlined word. Then repeat a sentence about the picture. Number one. Contact. Contact. Sergeant Wilson has to contact Major Peterson. Number two. Conduct. Conduct. Mary has the best conduct of all the children in this class. Number three. Category. Category. Knives and guns are weapons, but they're not in the same category. Number 4. Discover. Discover. The Smiths discovered oil in their backyard. Number 5. Beyond. Beyond. His land extends beyond that group of trees. Number 6. Someday. Someday. Henry's thinking about visiting Hawaii someday. Look at figure 3 again. Answer the questions with the underlined word and repeat the correct answer. Number 1. Who does Sergeant Wilson have to get in touch with? Repeat. Sergeant Wilson has to contact Major Peterson. Number 2. Does Mary have the best behavior of all the children in this class? Repeat. Yes, Mary has the best conduct. Number 3. Are knives and guns the same kind of weapon? Repeat. No, they're not in the same category. Number 4. What did the Smiths find in their backyard? Repeat. They discovered oil. Number 5. How far does his land extend? Repeat. It extends beyond that group of trees. Number 6. When will Henry visit Hawaii? Repeat. Henry will visit Hawaii someday. Go to figure 4. Listen to a sentence and complete the sentence in your book. Listen to the examples.
Here's a magazine that you can read.
Repeat the answer. Here's a magazine for you to read.
Monday is the only day when Jim can exercise.
Repeat the answer. Monday is Jim's only day to exercise. After you hear a sentence, complete the sentence in your book. Then repeat the correct answer.
Number 1. Fred has a lot of questions that he needs to ask. Repeat. Fred has a lot of questions to ask. Number 2. Mr. Evans is the one you should talk to. Repeat. Mr. Evans is the one to talk to. Number 3. Captain Adams has several things that he wants to tell you about your new job. Repeat. Captain Adams has several things to tell you about your new job. Number 4. Snow White is a good movie that children should see. repeat. Snow White is a good movie for children to see. Number 5. Jan needs a place where she can store this furniture. Repeat. Jan needs a place to store this furniture. Number 6.
Do you have something that you can read on the airplane? Repeat. Do you have something to read on the airplane?
Number 7. Harry has some time when he can help Bob. Repeat. Harry has some time to help Bob. Number 8. Colonel Simpson has something that he needs to tell you. Repeat. Colonel Simpson has something to tell you.
Go to Figure 5. This is a paragraph dictation. Write the paragraph as it's read to you in parts.
Last summer, Ed went back to the town where he was born. He was surprised at the growth of the area. The scenery was still very beautiful. But there were many buildings that were not there before. Some of the tall trees had been removed. and replaced with office buildings. Many of the open fields had been turned into parking lots. Ed had a good time during his visit but things were just not quite the same.
Check your paragraph.
Last summer, Ed went back to the town where he was born. He was surprised at the growth of the area. The scenery was still very beautiful, but there were many buildings that were not there before. Some of the tall trees had been removed and replaced with office buildings. Many of the open fields had been turned into parking lots. Ed had a good time during his visit, but things were just not quite the same.
Turn to the answer page for this tape and check your paragraph. This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 21.